The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "You have heard that it was said, 'An eye for an eye, and a tooth for a tooth.' But I say to you, offer no resistance to one who is evil. When someone strikes you on your right cheek, turn the other one to him as well. If anyone wants to go to law with you over your tunic, hand him your cloak as well. Should anyone press you into service for 1 mile, go with him for 2 miles. Give to the one who asks of you, and do not turn your back on one who wants to borrow." The Gospel of the Lord. I think perhaps our big temptation this morning is to marvel at how beautiful our Lord's teaching is. Wow, yes, oh, I love this gospel. I love this gospel. Okay, do this gospel, right? That's the challenge. That's the challenge. I love this gospel. It's a beautiful gospel passage. But how do we do this gospel? Right? How do we take Jesus' teachings, not just to heart, but how do we let them have their way with us? How do our lives change as a result of his teaching? And I think the first thing we have to, the first question perhaps we have to ask is, what is our high value? Like, what is the center of our life? What is it that we think our lives are about? Because I think the way that we live is really quite natural, that we live for ourselves. And I was saying to someone just yesterday, even if we don't want to take that position, we are habituated into it. You know, like when I go and get in my car, all those options that are available to me, what I want the temperature to be, what I want to listen to, my phone or a book on the phone or some music on my phone or the radio or whatever else is going on there. Do I want my seat heated? Right? All these options. And what are they for? They're not there for my mortification. Do you know, like, well, you know, the car manufacturer didn't say, well, these guys probably going to want to make themselves a little bit uncomfortable, so we'll have to give them the temperature settings so they can either turn it up a little bit too much or no, they didn't do that, right? They knew that we wanted to be comfortable, and we want every option in the world to be comfortable. And if things are a little bit off, right? Oh man, it's set to 72 degrees. This is too cold right now. I need it on 75 degrees, right? You're not laughing too loud because this is you, right? This is me. We've all been habituated into this. Our lives are for ourselves. Why do people log? I mean, look, I probably log 4 or 5 hours. My phone stopped telling me because I try to work it down, but it logs how long I use it for during the week, and it says, your screen time was up this week or down this week, you know, but it's around like 4 or 5 hours a day. That's me, right? Because I want what I want when I want it. That's what it comes down to. So we're habituated into our lives being about ourselves. Now, if our lives are about ourselves, then can we do what Jesus tells us to do? Can we turn the other cheek? Can we give up our cloak as well as our tunic? Can we go the extra mile? No, we can't. Or we can, but it's a tremendous burden, isn't it? It's a tremendous burden. It's a sacrifice. Oh my gosh, do I really have to go without that? Oh my gosh, how can it be? This is unfair. And guess what? When you perceive things to be unfair, right, then you're angry. Now you're lashing out. You're fighting back. That's what it is, right? So how can we overcome that? We can overcome that by making God the very center of our hearts and lives. God. And giving ourselves over to Him for His purposes. So why do we live? We live to show forth the glory of God. We live to be loved by God. We are loved by God. We live to be loved by God and to take the love that He's pouring into our hearts and make it flesh, right? Allow it to have its effect on us and then also work through us into the world. God wants His love to reach every corner of creation. And this is how He does it. He does it by pouring His love into our hearts, and He makes us to embody His love. And this is just a look at what His love is. His love is it's generosity through and through. Right? Someone hits you, okay, go ahead again. You know, and now part of it is that, okay, the awakening of the abuser to the reality of your personhood, right, to the reality that, well, wait a second, there must be something that goes beyond this, because anybody else I would have hit, he would have hit me back. But not this. This is puzzling. The love of God confounds us in this way when we oppose it. But how beautiful it is when we embrace it. And the rest as well. It's ours. We have received everything. We have received absolutely everything from the God who is sheer generosity. Our lives then simply must, as we receive His love, our lives must reflect that sheer generosity. That's not a command, right? This is not kind of like ratcheting up the moral code. This is like, hey, this is how you embody the great love that you're being given. This is the instruction manual. You know, there's not condemnation waiting around the corner for us when we fail. Now, Jesus knows that we're going to fail here. And that's precisely why He had to walk this path Himself. And He gives us the strength then to follow after Him. Not just where He's leading us, like where, like the destination, but also how He's leading us. This is the how of the Christian life. And the only way we get there is to entrust ourselves to Jesus and follow Him wherever and however He leads.